Ah, seafood. But the price is just so darn high. What's a guy to do? I'll tell you. Synthofish. That's right. Synthofish. New from Evo. Nature's company.
Welcome to S Technology. We appreciate your sacrifice, hard labor, and dedication to the company. We look forward to you being a part of the mystery, wonder, and power that is S Technology. Together, we are on the sunlit path to a better tomorrow.
Hello, and welcome to the most fair and balanced news source on the Matrix. We are part of the Communities United News Network, and my name is Opti. Welcome to the Anti-Anarchist Podcast. First, before we get started, I'd like to give a shout-out to some of our new corporate sponsors.
Have you ever wanted a career in law enforcement, making your community safe and bringing criminals to justice? Then why not consider a career in Lone Star Security Services? Lone Star has provided safety to communities not just in its backyard, but in the UCAS and around the world, bringing the values of old world lawmen like the famed Texas Rangers into the wild and terrifying Sixth World. We are looking for individuals who want to join the Lone Star family. Come down to your local Lone Star office and ask to take the free career evaluation test. I'm Theo Wilson, CEO of Lone Star Security Services, and I need a few good men. You must have a SIN with a clean record and be at least 24 years of age or the metahuman equivalent of that maturity. Former military services plus, honorable discharges only. Lone Star Security Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Aw, life a little slow on the Matrix. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's your deck. Maybe it's time to upgrade to a new cyberdeck. And that's where Mitsuhama comes in. Get your whiz-bang technology today from Mitsuhama.
All right, now on to some of our beloved fan questions. Dear Opti, what's your favorite attraction at Eight Flags Over Texas other than the Alamo? From DDoS. Hi, DDoS. Without a doubt, my new favorite is Tlaloc's Revenge, the big roller coaster sponsored by Ez Technology. With an initial drop of almost 150 meters, 8 inversions, and a super fast top speed, this monster coaster will really get the blood pumping. They put all kinds of special effects work into it, too. Water mist sprayers at the beginning and the end during the day, and dynamic lighting on the train that makes them look like feathered serpents over the park at night. I'm telling you, this ride can't be beat. And, you know, this whole thing, it's inspected often by Medicaro, Ez Technology's own exclusive medical services to make sure that even at these breakneck speeds, you, the rider, is safe. Looks like we have another question here from DDoS. Dear Opti, what could prevent another Texan-Aztlanan war, or locally known as the War of Southern Aggression? Thanks. No, thank you, DDoS. I would have to say the entire idea of another war would rest squarely on the Texans and their willingness to work with corporate interests. There's big money here to be had in Texas, and that means thriving economy and jobs for everyone. But the Cass government needs to come in and deal with some of the real problems. Mainly, it's the cowards in Fort Worth and Atlanta who refuse to call upon the vast resources of American standards such as Ares or Neuronet. Look, all these businesses want is a place to set up shop. What's stopping them from approving some worthless land in the desert to be ceded to, say, Ares in exchange for a little help along the border? You know, plus this means jobs and people working in the long run. Get with it, Atlanta. This is a win-win. Looks like we have another question here. Dear Opti, Predator or Warhawk? From William Cherry. Oh, Predator or Warhawk? Now that's a question for the ages. Both have precision barrels and are made from advanced materials. Ares Predator is a mainstay of the Ares brand. Smooth operation, high magazine capacity, and integrated smart gun systems make this gun one to never leave home without. I've owned 3 separate models of the Predator, all the way back to the sleek Predator 2 when they first put smart gun systems into the weapon. It's usually the gun for me. You know, on the other hand, though, The Ruger Warhawk and its successor, the Super Warhawk, may not hold as much ammunition, but you can stop a charging Piasma with one dead in its tracks. The new model is lighter than ever, with a scandium frame and vents to compensate for recoil reduction you generally get in a much heavier gun. The classic profile of revolver can scare away muggers all by itself, and if you're packing this one, you'll never have to ask if you feel lucky. Got another question here. Take one more. Yo, chummer. I got a question that might help out some of these newer runners just getting their feet wet in the biz, you dig? Mind explaining the real differences between the A's, AA's, and the Big Ten? From William Arnett. Well, hi, William. This is actually a pretty easy answer. A corporation is given an A rating if it's at least present in two countries. If a corporation is a AA, it is not only multinational, but it has attained some extraterritorial privileges by countries who have agreed to the business recognition accords. The Big Ten you refer to are bigger and have more importance than a AA corp, as all AAAs, you know, those you call the Big Ten, have a seat on the corporate court up at Zurich Orbital. Further, one of these is only answerable to the corporate court at all. They aren't beholden to national law usually and can usually back that up with pretty significant firepower. Now, they do have to deal with ownership of territory and disputes with countries, but for the most part, these are the ones that have the most ability to fund large products and provide the most work. You know, I think that's enough questions for now. Thanks so much for the questions. Now another word from our sponsors.
Hello. When it comes to the finest products on the market, be it cars, sims, decks, computers, or just a hot meal, think Aztechnology. Sacrificing for you every day on the way to a better tomorrow.
From Horizon, Runner, a true story. What do you get when you get an unorthodox team together? Like Jose, the runner who doesn't even bother with a handle. Spot, the dwarven cyber zombie. Mr. Roberts, the affable orc. And Raver, the HMHVV party girl. You get the latest trid hit from Horizon. It's Runner, a true tale. Coming soon.
Now, as you may have noticed, little ones, I have had a little change of heart. Previously, I was a deeply tormented man. I was full of self-loathing, and I used my bully pulpit to spread lies and hysteria among people who were just as weak and afraid as I was. But honestly, I have always known the truth. The real truth, not the garbage I have been spouting for so long. The real truth is, we need the corporations. We need them just like we need the air we breathe. Sure, they can feel a bit restrictive sometimes, but every positive relationship is about give and take. And the benefits of having corporate family and a steady way of life, not to mention the protections and the stability, far outweigh any minor inconveniences that a corporation might bring. In fact, I'm glad for those inconveniences. You know, want to stop me at random and search me? Go ahead, I got nothing to hide. You want to dock my pay for a minor infraction? Please do, it'll correct my behavior in the long run. You want to take my child and raise them apart from me without telling me why? I get it. You know, I really do. You have access to information I don't, and you're raising her to her full potential in safety and security in a way I never could. We should all be so lucky. You don't see any pictures of anti-government terrorists sitting around dinner tables with their families, do you? No, of course not. That's because they say they value freedom, but all they really want is to see what we have taken away, because they're jealous. Those sinless are jealous of what we have. They want our life, but they can't have it. And when a corporation finally came to me and offered me a chance at a better life, I took it. And I left all that nasty anti-government stuff behind. Power doesn't belong to the people. It belongs to the leaders who use it responsibly. The people can't be trusted. Like the corporations, the government is the one who can. So I am turning over a new leaf, and I hope you like it. You will, of course, recognize that you have benefited from our time together today, listening to the Communities United News Network. Your lovely musical ambience for today's episode was composed by Marshall Parker and performed by Ununium88. This was the Anti-Anarchist Podcast, and I'm your host, Opti, full of boundless hope for the way the world is going. Enjoy your comfort, little ones.